The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven after the hour, My Cool Inventions, a part of your radio day that I hope you find entertaining, informative, important, etc., etc., etc. I know that my being here makes it all of those things. Now let's find out if having John Creamins here makes it all of those things as well. Of course it does. He's saying,
of course it does.
Of course it does. All right, so John is an expert when it comes to the home shopping networks. He's an expert when it comes to entrepreneurialism, selling things. The expertise that he has comes from years and years and years, decades, in fact, almost... What, 100 years you've been doing this, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I used to, but some of the first tablets that I actually used were with a chisel and hammer.
Moses. Can you imagine that? Let's sell the Ten Commandments. The tablet Ten Commandments was chiseled on the Home Shopping Network.
Can I tell you something? We used to, at one time, we used to play what we called an ad game, where you're on air and you're talking about something, and you say, you know what, if you call us now, we also give you something else, because it's kind of like that, wait, there's more, right?
Right, yeah, yeah.
We had a host who was selling a nativity scene.
No.
So, I'm not kidding you. So, he was part of the Christmas show thing, but right. She actually went on and said, she goes, if you call us right now, we're going to throw in the baby Jesus absolutely free.
Vanity, I'd like to have that moment on tape.
it is on one of the blooper reels.
Oh my God.
Throw in the baby Jesus.
That's wonderful. All right. Well, today we're going to be meeting yet another entrepreneur, inventor, Bob Garnache, I believe is how we pronounce his name. Is that correct, sir?
I believe so.
Garnache, the Ribolator. So we'll find out what that's about later on in this hour. Meanwhile, talking about things that are going on in the world of business, finance, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Sony announced today they expect to lose $2 billion this year. So how do you have their... this is a big Japanese company that has big holdings in America. They own Sony Pictures, and who doesn't go into an electronics store and see Sony products? Except when you think, it used to be when you think of electronics, you would think Sony. Now when you think of it, you think of Apple, you think of the iPhone. And yet the two are not the same thing, but I think somehow or other people think they are, or are they? Maybe you're much better at understanding this stuff than am I. Do you think that that's why Sony's brand has wilted somewhat?
Yeah, I think Sony has wilted. I only say that because I used to, pretty much everything I used to buy was Sony.
Yeah.
All my camcorders, even my first camcorder was a Sony. Mm-hmm. I bought everything that they came out with because at that point they were the Apple.
Yeah.
Of the 80s and 90s and somewhat into the 2000s, right? But I haven't really seen anything good out of Sony. In a while. I mean, now my camcorders, my cameras are Canon because they have better optics. They're great cameras. I have another video camera called from Blackmagic, which is actually extremely innovative. Mm-hmm. It's a 4K video camera.
Yeah.
So I've diversified. I don't look to Sony to be the innovator anymore, but they used to be the biggest innovator in electronics.
Did they? See, mm-hmm. I don't know that much about it, but I just wonder, when you look at companies like that, a couple of things came to mind. The fact that they have $2 billion to lose, number one, tells you how big they are. And number two, their business has to be, any outfit other than the airline industry, which routinely loses that kind of money. And you wonder, where the heck does it come from in the first place? If you lose it, where does it come from? Well, guys like Sony, they got plenty of cash. I remember when they declared bankruptcy. They had, 53 $1 billion in assets and $54 billion in liabilities, and they had like $4 billion in the bank in cash. Hey, we're talking about a big. This is big business, and they summarily lose in the billions every year, or they make in the billions every year. It is really.
Well, you know, a lot of things. If you're an electronic company, you've got to be in the smartphone business, right?
Yes.
A lot of the biggest companies now, like the Apples of the world, are in smartphones. I honestly can't tell you the last time I saw a Sony smartphone or any
That's
kind of phone.
Now, yeah, you don't. You see Casio for the flip phones that's still around, and Samsung, and Apple, and that's about it. Richie's
tell you one of the mistakes that I think Sony made, because I was with John and I used to buy all of the Sony stuff because it was good stuff.
Yeah.
But then when the whole electronics world went to one disc, like an SD disc for saving all of your information on it in the device, Sony tried to make you buy their own disc. They had their own. The SD disc would not go in any Sony cameras.
Yeah.
And you had to buy the Sony card. And then if you wanted to use a video camera, you had to buy the Sony video camera so that your discs would work in it as well. So they tried to make you marry all of their equipment by using only their one disc. And that's when I finally said, I'm going to buy something else because everybody else is using this one card, and I can use this one card in every other device.
Yeah, they tried to stay on with their own technology and make everybody buy it, but then by the time it all came out, there were so many other better technologies out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, and I didn't like it at all, and that's why I gave it up.
Really?
Yeah, I agree with you totally.
All right, so there's a word to the wise, whether that's efficient or not. In a moment, we're going to talk about Apple and its latest software update of the iOS 8. That's what it is called, the iOS, right, as opposed to Fios.
Yeah.
It's independent operating system. Is that what iOS stands for? What does that stand for?
You know what? I just look at it like, okay, it's iApple, iMac, iPro, whatever.
Internet
so I just thought it was
system.
iOS.
Internet operating system. All right. Thank you. That was great. Yeah. The expertise of John Creeman's featured here with Doug Steffen at 14 past the hour.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you can double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Tosca Lee is the author of a newly released book, The Legend of Sheba, Rise of a Queen. We spoke with her about the historical life and times of the Queen of Sheba and King Solomon, and her fictionalized love story of the two biblical era leaders.
So what we actually know about King Solomon, historically speaking, is very little. We haven't been able to find a lot of archaeological evidence for his life, even though the city of David has been under excavation in Israel for many years. So what we're left to rely on are records of his life and his exploits and the legend of him through the Quran and through the Bible, mostly. The Queen of Sheba, just like King Solomon, appears in three major sources: the Bible, the Quran, the Kibra Negast of Ethiopia. We know a great deal of her legend. We know that she went to match wits with King Solomon. We know that from one of the legends that he tried to trick her into getting into bed with him. Historically speaking, we don't have a lot to go on. Archaeology has been fairly stunted in Yemen, unfortunately, because of the political situation. We've got beautiful temples and ruins. But historically speaking, the record is quite sparse. And so piecing their story together becomes part scripture, part holy writing, part legend. and part history and relic.
That's Tosca Lee on her latest historical novel, The Legend of Sheba, Rise of a Queen. There's more online, insightdailyradio.org.
Now, 16 after the hour, it's Doug Steffen and John Cremins here, or John and Doug, talking inventors, talking established and to be established companies and people who have great ideas, trying to inspire all of us to do our best. Certainly, that's where Apple comes from. You cannot get away from what a wonderful American story Apple is, as Microsoft is, and how many others from this the spectrum of ingenuity and opportunity, understanding what the market wants. This is a textbook example of how people actually get the market right. How many failures do they have? Who knows? And who cares? Here's Apple getting all the attention in the press, not just a little, but pretty much all of it. This going back to, was it last Wednesday, Richie, when Apple came out with the announcement?
Yeah, it was Wednesday.
Take you a couple. So, John, have you signed up for an Apple 6?
No. I haven't. I'm going to wait. I mean, I literally just got my iPhone 5 about a year ago.
Okay.
And I don't like going, I don't buy the new stuff anymore from Apple. I do buy them.
Buy them online.
No, I wait a little. Let's see if everybody gets through the bugs and everything before I try to buy the system.
All right. So it appears today that Apple is going to release the software update, this iOS, iOS 8. How does that apply, or how does it fit with the new Apple, iPhone 6? Is there a relation here?
I think iOS 8 is already on the iPhone 6. So they're already updated.
So would you put this on your Apple, on your iPhone 5? Would you use this?
Yeah, you can.
5?
Yes, you can. But right now I'm looking at it. Today, I won't be doing it. I mean, I've got to, I'll be in the convention for all day.
That's right, too. You're at the convention in Las Vegas. So what happened? Who won the prize yesterday? You guys win?
Nobody yet. Until Thursday. Thursday night, we'll know.
They string it all out that long? Come on.
Yeah. Friday night, I'll know.
All right.
Actually, Friday morning.
Really? When we're on the air?
Yeah. So, Thursday night is the award ceremony, the Moxies.
Moxies.
And then we'll know the Moxies, yeah. We'll know Friday morning.
The best in the world when it comes to pitching, the Moxie. Who's got the most Moxie? That's a great.
It's pretty cool. It features a lot of the people that that are big in the industry, the AJ Cabanis, the Telebrands group. There's a lot of new ones. Gunther Rinker, who's been around for a while, they usually get an award here and there. Mm-hmm. It's pretty wild.
Well, it's a big business, actually. It's kind of nice to see. Yeah. Most every business now has this sort of a thing where they acknowledge and pay tribute to the people who are really good at their craft, and that's the story with ACOS, who's here with us frequently. ACOS Jancura and John Cremins as part of the master team on My Cool Inventions. Our inventor is coming up. Today we're going to figure out how you can make ribs, I'm guessing. I don't think this is about fixing your ribs. I think it's about fixing ribs to eat 20 after the hour.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
You're the type who likes to seize the day, all 30 of them, during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus point, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better. Buy 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
We'll be right back. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Hi, 23 Happy Hour. Now, Doug Steffen, John Cremins. John's at the Moxie's in Las Vegas, which is the place where all of those people that you watch on all of those channels, HSN, QVC, America's Got Money. What else? How many different channels are there now? NBC has their own shopping channel. There's a lot of dough.
Actually, no, they changed their name now. It's Shop HQ.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
And that's actually a group of people that that I worked with back years ago. It was used to called the Cable Value Network. Then QVC bought them, and some of the people from that network decided, they're going to stay in Minnesota. I said, you know, the heck with the cold. I'm going to Florida. I'm going to HSN.
And your wife went willingly along with that.
Yeah.
Or not. Is the first wife in Minnesota and the second one's in Florida?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how it works. All right. We're talking a little bit about the iPhone here a little bit. And so I thought it would be, before we meet our inventor of the day, it might be interesting to figure out for those of you who are looking. Listen, Richie, this is probably for you.
What's that?
How to save $1,186 on an iPhone 6 contract. For those of you who are planning to buy a new iPhone.
Got my interest.
All right.
Keep going.
You'd be wise first to take a close look at your calling plan. Picking the right carrier and payment option can save you a lot of money.
Sure.
This is an analysis of plan options for the four biggest carriers. That would be AT&T, T-Mobile, Sprint, and Verizon. This is an analysis by Wallet Hub. The two-year cost of buying and operating an iPhone 6, they say, with 16 gigabytes of storage capacity on each of the four major carriers is the comparison here. 12 comparisons among the four carriers. The cost when buying the phone outright, buying it with an installment plan, and buying it at a discount. So if you make apple-to-apple comparisons, pardon the pun, Wallet Hub assumes that each plan would provide at least 2 gigabytes of data and unlimited phone calls and texting. It did not account for the cost of options like phone tracking services, which vary from carrier to carrier. Also didn't discount, blah, 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 blah. Okay, anyway. So the price for a phone plus 2 years of calling ranged from a high of $2,000. People, I don't think, realize how much money they're spending for these things. $2,276 to a low of $1,640. So there's a, what, 40?
Who was the lowest and who was the highest?
Difference. Let's see here. It depended on the Verizon 2-year contract was the highest.
Sure, that makes sense.
You figure that?
Yep.
And the lowest was T-Mobile, apparently. Is that surprising?
I can see that. I can see T-Mobile being that way. Remember, AT&T was trying to buy T-Mobile or kind of merge with them, right?
So, but what I'd like to know is how it is these costs are so varied. How are their expenses? Yeah, have they all use the same cell tower?
Consideration here is the your data and the speed of your data. For example, on Verizon, you cannot cruise and talk at the same time, which was a big factor for me.
What does that mean, cruise and talk?
Call and talk. I cannot talk to you on the phone and say, oh, hold on, let me look that up. I have to hang up, look it up, and then call you back.
I would do that anyway because I'd mess it up.
I know you would.
Yeah, I have AT&T. I've had it. So I've had AT&T since my first cell phone.
All right. Now, the other tip here that might have value for those of you who are going to trade in your phone or you're going to sell it. Richie does this all the time. Every time he gets a new phone, he pretty much pays for it with the sale of the old phone. I wonder if you are smart enough, I'm sure you are, to wipe off any private data that you have before you sell
the phone. No, I hand over all of my personal data to the guy that's going to take the phone over to the Middle East and use it for God knows what. Yeah. Yeah, no, I wipe
off. Well, but I'm just mad because a lot of people might not remember to do that.
Yeah, amazingly, you're right. They just hand over their phone with credit card information, emails, whatever it is. If you don't know how to do it, just go to the Apple Store and they'll do it for you.
All right. All right, a word to the wise is sufficient. We've cooled everybody down now. That's very good. We get to the Ribbo later, and Barb Garnash joins us in just a few moments here. This is My Cool Inventions with John and Doug.
Table for one?
Right. There's like a 12 of you, miss?
Oh, that's just my back office. They're always with me.
Okay.
With Sage, you're securely connected to your back office no matter where you are. You can make the sale, send the invoice, and see how it all adds up from anywhere.
They're not going to get out of hand, are they?
Now the power to make confident business decisions follows you everywhere. Use Sage to make your back office as mobile as you are at workfromsage.com. That's workfromsage.com.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process, so for the first time ever, Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Prefinished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available, but hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-780-8280 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-780-8280.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common, polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month are 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, Vegetable Stew with Beef, Pilot Crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC Stew. Butter and Potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Motivating people to do the right thing or the best thing. My Cool Inventions on the radio with John Cremins, who's in Las Vegas, Doug Steffen, who's in Framingham on his farm. And we're going to meet now, gentlemen. By the way, before we meet today's contestant, Bob Garnache, how did yesterday's Eric Kinnear do with the Santa signal? How'd that do?
Well, he had a lot of votes yesterday, but he ended up at 100%.
Good for him. All right, that was great. I like that deal. That was cool. Everybody, who doesn't like Christmas, for heaven's sakes? All right, so he's got 100%. Who? I mean, my partner Meredith is laughing at me, John, because before I met her, I was not a big Christmas person. For years and years and years, just kind of like brushed Christmas off. The snow would get brushed off of the steps, and I'd brush Christmas off with it. But now it's a whole new world. The new world order has established itself, and so we're going to like Christmas. I promise, we're going to like Christmas. All right. So that was yesterday. Our thought for the day today, and this we can apply to Bob Garnache, I hope. Khalil Gibran wrote, progress lies not in enhancing what is, but in advancing toward what will be. So we can hope that Bob Garnache is going to be our next big winner when it comes to the invention and the idea that he's got. So let's get going. You go ahead and help yourself to all this, John.
Yeah, all right. Hey, Bob actually created something that, well, if you like meat or if you like ribs, better yet, I think pretty much any type of meat you can put on your put on your grill. He's come up with a pretty interesting way to really give you no hot spots, and your meat comes out perfect every single time. At least from what I'm looking at on his website and saw his video as well. He's up my alley. I love ribs, and the juicier the better, and the saucier the better too. And I'm interested to find out about this because it definitely is a new type of rotisserie technology for inside your grill. So let's go ahead and bring Bob in. Bob, good morning, and welcome to My Cool Inventions Radio.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So you're right up my alley, man. I love cooking meat on the grill. There's nothing better than a steak or some ribs and cooked just right over a nice hot fire. Tell me a little bit about this, the Ribolator, and what it's supposed to do.
Well, the Ribolator is designed to cook pretty much any food in rotisserie style on your grill. You know, most people will admit that rotisserie food tastes the best. You know, you go to the store and buy those rotisserie chickens and you wolf them down and they're nice and tender and juicy. But, you know, when it comes to your grill, unless you're putting a big chicken or roast on there, that's all you can do. So I got tired of burning my food and shuffling my food around on the grill for hot and cold spots. So I came up with the idea of trying to rotisserie small portions of food just like they do the big stuff. And that's when I came up with the Ribolator.
Yeah, I'm looking at it on the website. We put up pictures, Doug, on mycoolinventions.com,
right,
so everybody can take a look at it. Yeah. That looks like you put a whole big rack of ribs on there. But let's explain what it looks like to people that maybe are driving in their car, Bob. It looks like they have, what, three levels of like a rotisserie?
There's four. There's four trays that attach to the brackets that go onto the spit rod. And these four trays will rotate just like a Ferris wheel. Only it's a meat Ferris wheel instead of a people Ferris wheel.
So how do you actually rotate it? What rotates the rotisserie?
Sure. Well, most barbecue grills come with a rotisserie spit rod and a rotisserie motor. If not, you can buy those as accessories for your grill. All grills are adaptable for those. So when you turn the rotisserie motor on, then that's going to rotate these four trays.
All right. So, is it a certain speed that you picked for this to work this way, or does it? Or can you actually change the speed?
The motor is preset for speeds. Generally, they're about two revolutions per minute for most motors. We get some that are a little more heavy duty, maybe turn a little slower. Some will turn a little faster, but generally, about two revolutions a minute is what the average motor turns.
So how long have you been making the Ribolator?
Oh, we've been making it for about 4 years now. I came up with the idea about 10 years ago out of frustration. But about 4 years ago, my sister and I are partners in the business, and we decided to share it with the public.
All right. I'm liking what I see so far. Tell me a little bit about all the awards that you won.
Oh, yeah. So my son and I, we do barbecue competitions every year, just like the ones you see on TV. And we won several grand championships, numerous first prizes using the Ribolator, because the food turns out so consistently good that it's pretty much a no-brainer. In fact, other teams, when they first saw it, they kind of laughed at me, thinking that I wasn't going to be any competition for them until we won. And then they came over and said, we think we want to get one of those. And
all right, let me interrupt here for a second, Bob. Let me drill down into this a little bit. I'm curious as to whether you're a professional. If I wasn't tuned in to you properly, I didn't hear you say what your profession is. What do you do
for
a living?
Well, my day job is I have an auto glass business in Seattle. Yeah. And I just drive around putting in windows and in vehicles. But no, I'm not a professional chef or barbecuer. I was very much an amateur until I came up with the Ribolator and just started perfecting my barbecuing.
All right. How many chains, national chains, can you think of that sell ribs or things that are cooked the way Bob has described, when he was making our mouth water, talking about various things? They taste better. You walk into a Boston market, for example, you see all those chickens up there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, if you think about, they look like objects. You don't think about the fact they were walking around a couple of days ago, and they got decapitated, and they ended up in the fryer later. In terms of a business here, I don't know the business, but my mind is wandering into a chain. I mean, Chick-fil-A and places like that, or any of these sort of fast food restaurants that serve this sort of thing, there have to be rib chains. Are there chains that sell ribs?
Pardon me. Nah. Yeah, down here, in the southeast, we're out of Tampa.
Right.
There are rib places on every block.
Yeah.
you can buy all kinds of pork. And
right, how do they make their pork. Rib? I just want to see how unique this guy and his idea are, because I don't know the market. I don't know, but I'm thinking, okay, is this really unique? Or is this something that anybody can
give? Yeah, actually, the only other type of rotisserie that I've ever seen for a grill is one that it's like a spit, and you would put the put the rod in whatever meat you're cooking, and then you would actually kind of hook it in with a like a little fork type mechanism. Mm-hmm. So this kind of design, I mean, not only does it make more sense, but it also gives you a lot more cooking area in your grill, because now you've got all four panels. Going around inside that grill, and you can actually have four times the meat, maybe twice the amount of meat that you would normally have.
So is that the value to this, the way that it uses the space on the grill? Is that why this is unique and has a possibility of succeeding?
I'm going to stop and answer for Bob. I think it's because it'll actually, your meat will cook more evenly. You're not going to have it sitting over one part of the charcoal. Because if you've ever cooked in a grill, you know that there are parts of the grill that are hot, more hot than others, right? So you're always moving the meat around, trying to go, so one piece doesn't get burned while the others don't.
Yeah.
This actually would make it so that no piece gets burned. At least that's what I'm, if it's working the way that Bob says it is, that's what I'm gathering out of this.
All right. So again, the pictures.
Exactly right.
If you go to mycoolinventions.com and you see those pictures, you can get a good idea. You're going to vote. Now, we're going to give Bob his 60 seconds to pitch this, and then you can vote thumbs up or thumbs down at 22333. Texting to 22333, thumbs up or thumbs down for Bob's invention. You can dial 888-877-0490 to vote as well, and vote in the appropriate box at mycoolinventions.com. So, John, do you think it's time for Bob to do his thing?
I absolutely. Oh man. Okay, it's early. I'm on Vegas time right now.
Yeah.
Let's do that. Matter of fact, make sure you vote, because it's important so that we know what you think of Bob's invention. And Bob, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right, let's go.
All right, Ripley.
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea.
Well, let's hear it.
Right, now
Ribblader is a fork. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. The Ribblader is a four-tray rotisserie system that will fit medium to large gas grills, as well as the Weber 18-inch and 22-inch kettle grills. It will attach your existing spit rod and motor, so when you turn the motor on, it will rotate the trays like a Ferris wheel, and it allows you to rotisserie any type of food, such as ribs, fish, chicken, burgers, steaks, pork loins, anything you can imagine, and in fact, tons of veggies as well. Everybody likes veggies on the grill. It will rotisserie them to perfection every time. There's no hot and cold spots, so it'll be nice and even cooking. And when you want to clean them up, you just put them in the dishwasher. They're made out of stainless steel, and they'll last you a lifetime.
All right, how do we get them? All right, time's up anyway. Bob, how do we get these?
Make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
TastyRibs.com is the place to go.
TastyRibs.com. And what are we paying for this?
They're $99.95.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How do you figure $99.95? What's your cost to do this?
My cost is about $35.
Mm-hmm. And that's without marketing.
And we wholesale. Yeah, we wholesale them for about $60.
Yep.
And of course, they always have to mark them up, and that's where they came to the $99 price.
Right. Yep. And how many have you sold so far?
We have sold probably 5,000 to 6,000 of them so far.
Really? Good for you. That's good.
How are you getting your message out?
Well, actually, we haven't really done much advertising at all. It's all been word of mouth. Most of it has been on the barbecue forums. A lot of guys who do barbecuing go on these forums. They talk about it. And then other barbecuers see it, and they come to us that way. We even have people in other countries who look at these forums. And so we're shipping them pretty much worldwide. To people who look at these barbecue forums. Plus, it was on the Rachel Ray show about a year or so ago. They found it just surfing the web, and they thought it was a great barbecue idea for summer, and so they called us, and you can see that on our website, but it shows Rachel Ray there demonstrating the Ribbolator.
Wow. Yeah, so you know, I actually like that. Doug, I think it gets noticed because of the name.
Yep, the Ribbolator.
This is one of those products where the name really, I think, helps it.
Well, when I first saw it, I wondered if I had, let's say I have bruised ribs, could use the Ribbolator to fix your ribs. No. That's what I was thinking at first. All right, so here's what the folks listening need to do to support Bob Garnache and his Ribbolator. You text thumbs up or thumbs down to 22333. Or you call 888-877-0490 to vote at mycoolinventions.com. You can do it there as well. I think that you have done a great job, Bob, and a few missing pieces here and there, but that's all right. You're not going to be perfect, but I think you've got some interesting ways of having people enjoy something. I'm not a cooker. I'm not a barbecuer. I don't eat meat. So this is not, you notice I kept quiet through most of this because my prejudice is that I don't get into it. But I can see where you could use it not just on ribs.
Hamburgers, hot dogs. You could feed a whole army with this thing.
Right, exactly.
You can, yeah.
All right, Bob, thank you.
340 square inches of space.
340 square inches of space. $99.99 at, what did you say, ribbolator.com?
That works too, but tastyribs.com may be easier to remember.
Tastyribs.com or ribbolator.com. All right, Bob, thank you very much for being here. All right, so, John, what do you think?
Yeah. Only because I grill out, right? And ACOS does as well. We liked it. I mean, I actually like the design, like the way it works. It'd be fun to try it out and see what it can do.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, so check that out and vote at mycoolinventions.com. So John and I back again tomorrow. We got one more day of this, the hour devoted to inventors, entrepreneurs, et cetera, et cetera. Don't forget our big Dream Big America contest. You can still vote on last week's contestants by going to dreambigamerica.us.
Wow. Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years.
75 years? Are you joking?
No, they've been around so long that the Dead Sea was still alive. Geico's been around so long that rainbows were still black and white. They've been around so long that kids rode the school horse to school.
I thought you said you weren't joking.
Well, I wasn't joking about the 75 years.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Everything you love about fall in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
Really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. From time to time, we hear news reports about prisoners filing frivolous lawsuits. They have a lot of time on their hands and can cause a lot of trouble. According to court records, one inmate in federal prison has already filed 3,356 lawsuits this year. Last year, he filed more federal lawsuits than all of the federal cases that were filed in the states of Maine, New Hampshire, and Wyoming combined. Almost all of his lawsuits are over the same thing, the quality of his prison food. Let's be fair, prison food will never top anyone's menu, but every one of his lawsuits have been dismissed. In the meantime, it's taxpayers who will eat the cost for all of this. In one state alone, California, taxpayers spent nearly $200 million just to defend inmate lawsuits over the past 15 years. These criminals may be behind bars now, but they're still robbing us by filing frivolous lawsuits. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Hi, I'm Doug Steffen with some facts about allergies that will surprise you. Fact one, your allergy symptoms aren't caused by allergens. They're caused by your body's chemical responses to them. Fact two, antihistamines target only one of these chemical responses. Fact three, Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour stops more to relieve your worst nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for a full 24 hours. You've got the facts, now get relief with Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
At
at the Home Depot, buy one or more pallets of GAF Royal Sovereign 3-tab shingles and save up to 20%. Let's raise the roof, but lower the cost with bulk pricing on GAF, America's number one shingle, featuring advanced protection technology. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Up to 20% off one or more pallets of select GAF shingles. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through September 17th, U.S. only. See store for details.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
Facing threats on a number of fronts, which way do we turn first? I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It has become the greatest threat in years to our civilization. Are we talking about ISIS, Ebola, or the NFL? We can take them one at a time here. On Capitol Hill yesterday, Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel testified at a Senate hearing saying ISIS poses a real threat to the Middle East, to Europe, and our national security.
ISIL's murder of two U.S. journalists outraged the American people and exposed to the world the depravity of ISIL's ideology and tactics.
The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Martin Dempsey, raised some eyebrows when he spoke at the hearing, saying he would recommend using some U.S. military troops that are now acting as advisors in combat roles if need be.
If we reach the point where I believe our advisors should accompany Iraq troops on attacks against specific ISIL targets, I'll recommend that to the president.
And speaking of President Obama, he spoke at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control yesterday, pushing an aggressive effort to combat the deadly Ebola outbreak in West Africa.
The world is looking to us, and it's a responsibility that we embrace to provide the kinds of capabilities that only America has.
And that brings us to the ongoing controversies involving the NFL and some of its players, which are now taking a financial toll. ESPN reports Castrol Motor Oil has ended its relationship with the Vikings' Adrian Peterson, who was embroiled in allegations of child abuse over the discipline of his four-year-old son. Wheaties has removed Peterson from its website. Nike pulled Peterson's number 28 jersey from stores in the Minneapolis area. And the Radisson Hotel chain yanked its sponsorship of the Vikings after it was announced the team had reinstated Peterson after deactivating him for last Sunday's game. But as it turns out, Peterson won't suit up this weekend after all. The Vikings releasing a statement early this morning saying the team is reversing its decision to play Peterson after further reflection. Now, Here's something else that will matter to you.
Table for one.
Right. There's like a 12 of you, miss?
Oh, that's just my back office. They're always with me.
Okay.
With Sage, you're securely connected to your back office no matter where you are. So you can make the sale, send the invoice, and see how it all adds up from anywhere.
They're not going to get out of hand, are they?
Now the power to make confident business decisions follows you everywhere. Use Sage to make your back office as mobile as you are at workfromsage.com. That's workfromsage.com.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
On Wall Street, the market's coming off a banner day yesterday. A triple-digit gain for the Dow, up 101 points, closing at 17,132, about 6 points shy of a record close. NASDAQ jumped 34 points, S&P up 15. Firefighters in Northern California continue to battle several destructive fires. More than 1,500 firefighters were on the scene of the King Fire in El Dorado County, which has now scorched over 11,000 acres, and the 375-acre Bowles Fire burning south of the town of Weed has destroyed over 150 buildings. And finally, how about a trip into space? Could we have a little 2001 Space Odyssey, please? Thanks to a joint commercial effort, space launches with humans aboard are returning to the United States. NASA announcing a private partnership will help get us back into the astronaut transportation business.
Boeing and Space Exploration Technologies, or SpaceX, have each presented to us designs that will allow us to fly crews to the International Space Station in just a few years.
That's NASA Administrator Charlie Bolden, who says the Boeing CST-100 and the SpaceX Dragon will take the place of the Space Shuttles, which were retired back in 2011, and this means NASA can end its reliance on Russian rockets to take astronauts to and from the space station. To say U.S.-Russian relations are a bit frosty these days is an understatement. Here's hoping all of this works out. Then again, this would be a commercial flight, so years from now, some problems could crop up which the flying public can relate to.
3, 2, 1, 0.
It is now cleared the tower.
This is the flight commander. We have a problem here. The astronaut behind me is apparently using that E-Defender, which is preventing me from reclining my seat. If we can't come to a resolution on this, I will turn this thing around. Over.
I'm David Wise. That's the news that matters.
75,000 miles is more than just a milestone for your car. It's a reminder. Because your engine may look the same outside, but that doesn't mean it hasn't aged inside. That's why we created Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. The world's first high mileage motor oil designed to fight the hidden causes of breakdown. Leaks, deposits, friction, and sludge. So extend the life of your engine with the proven protection of Valvoline MaxLife High Mileage Motor Oil. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.